Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, as we come on this Thursday night, tell you all
want to get ready to pray for you tonight and let you know that God is able to move things. Father God, we come at this hour. It's so much of evil that's going on in the land, east, west, north, south, throughout the universe. Father God, in the Almighty God, the God of the universe, God, the God, the whole universe, we thank you for your healing tonight. We thank you for touching people in Jamaica, in touching people in Egypt, touching people in Africa, touching people in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, and all over, sickness all over land. The spirit of Abaddon trying to take over. But we call on the spirit of St. Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Baviel, and all the archangels come forth on this 2022. I want you to get ready tonight for a blessing. I want you to get ready tonight for a word. Father, open our eyes where we might see how to move to the next level. I'm going to tell you tonight, as we get ready to deal with demonic spirits, and they're all over, and they all in every neighborhood, every community, energies. It's energies that man feel that he don't need God. But I want to differ with him. God is able to lift you out of what you're in. God is able to lift you up tonight. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Tonight, as I come tonight, I'm praying for many of you. Some of you standing still. Some of the one lady told me, she said, everybody in her house got COVID. But I want to tell you, it's not to death. The wage of the sin is death. Give to God eternal life. I'm praying tonight for Diane Gibson. Rest in peace. Down in Lexington, Mississippi. And I want to tell you, we're praying for her and her family. And I just want to say that tonight, that sometimes the devil comes to sift your soul to be anointed with God. God will open a door for you. Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll control your mind, your soul, and your body. We talk about tonight breaking curses and hexes and breaking all type of magic and witchcraft and charms that's been going on. Sometimes it put people in jail. Sometimes it keep people down. I want to say to you tonight, God is able to save you right now. God is able to touch you right now. And you ain't got to wait for nobody. You confess that God, the Father, is my Savior. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Breaking curses and hexes is some hard things to do. You can't do it if you're not anointed by God. And I want to tell you, some of you is held back because of demon spirits. They've been loose all over the land, the universe. The only way we can beat them, we stand together. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Michael and his angel fought the dragon, and Michael did win and kicked the angel out of heaven and put him in the spirit, took him out of the spirit realm and put him in the physical realm. He's in the earth realm, seeing who he can about. Tonight is your night for America. Tonight is night. There's something in the atmosphere that you're going to be all right. It's something in the atmosphere, if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will break the yoke for you. He will open the door for you. Some of you don't know what to do, and you all crossed up and messed up. You said, Bishop, what I must do? I'm going to tell you tonight, he will break every chain, every bound. God got you. Whatever you got, God. You make your mind that you're going to walk, and as you walk, doors going to open up for you. I'm praying for you tonight, every letter, every telephone call, those that call. And I got a lot of calls, Mary. And some call me to tell me they had death in their family, half of their families in the hospital. And I'm going to pray that God deliver them from the demonic curse of the devil. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Come out of that man. Come out of that woman, man. Satan, I rebuke you in the mighty name of the Almighty God. Touch every man, every woman in the universe. God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, we call on you tonight can heal somebody's mind. Somebody lost their daughter. Somebody lost their son. Somebody lost their children. And right now, God, we're asking you to bound every devil, every demon that's trying to come against your family in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Almighty God. I say, our ancestor. I want to say that tonight. Now, I want to let you know tonight, you're talking about breaking curses and hexes. And some of you feel you don't need to break it, but I've seen young men on the love spells. I've seen young women on the death's cargo. Is the spirit of Abaddon. That's an evil spirit. I want you to read tonight Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. But read all of it. You see why God had to put a protection. And when God put a protection around you, the devil can't get you. Right now, I got a call that down in Detroit, it's full of virus. Down in Louisiana, they feel they might shut the schools down. So many people got the virus. In Arkansas, so many people got the virus. One lady said, I hate to go down there, Bishop, because it's all over. Yes, it's all over. But God got a remedy for you to be healed. I want to say tonight, this is divine healing, divine tact, divine love, divine joy, divine word of God. And I want you tonight to focus on your healing. I don't care what the doctor said, how many pills you're taking. I want you to trust God for your deliverance. Sometimes you're looking, but you're looking the wrong way. You're not looking at God. I'm praying tonight for all those political prisoners that will bring them out. They were showing Emmett Till on TV where the mama said, I want to show the casket. She wanted to show the evil men have done to other men in Mississippi, in Arkansas, in Louisiana, the violence that takes place every day. And we don't see it. In the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King tonight, I'm going to play Dr. King because Dr. King's birthday will be Saturday, and I'll be at the Hilton with a coffee sip. And you're invited to come, and I just want to talk about that we have to deal that we shall overcome.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we join. joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the
Don't get worried. Stay focused. A lot's been going on all over the universe. All over the universe. Things been happening. But you have to stay focused for God to touch you and things to work. Breaking curses and hexes tonight. You can't let the devil rise. If you let him rise, you won't be able to break the hope that Satan got on you, the spell that's on some of your children, some of your grandchildren, on your husband, your wife. We're under a demonic spirit. And I want to say that tonight. And we're under demonic spirit. Being under demonic spirit, it means you're under something that's real evil, that you can't see it, is invisible. I want to tell you tonight, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. The mass murders in Chicago, we just getting in this year, is 3 people got killed last night. Drive-by shooters, car pull up and shoot. Those people that's doing the shooting is evil, possessed with evil spirit. The Bible said the way to the sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life. You to understand tonight, east, west, north, and south, all around the world, those that call me from Italy, I don't know how to get through the Italy, people call me from Arkansas, call from Jamaica, call from Haiti. I had one call from Kenya and said that pray for me. Adina, I said I will call your name. Adina, I will be praying for you. Some of you ain't ready to leave a bottle alone. Bottle is a crutch. Some of you ain't ready to start smoking and the rock and the crack and all the other the devil tools that the devil got to destroy body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm praying for you tonight, Dr. Gibson in Las Vegas. I'm praying for you. Sister Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you in L.A. And I want to tell you, Brother Robin, I'm praying for you right there in Alabama. Brother Maurice in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call that God gave the power to. I'm on tonight to talk about breaking curses and hexes. Yes, you can do it. First, you got to know that you got the power of the Almighty God. That's when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You can do what you want to do. You can get what you want to get. But I want you tonight to focus on your healing. Somebody been suffering with their eyes. Somebody been suffering with sugar. And some folks been suffering right now with a heart murmur. Some folks been that they finding out lost the demonic spirit that's trying to attack you. The devil come to kill and destroy. And tonight, I want you to feel good about what the ancestors saying to you. I want to go east, west, north, and south. I'm praying for you tonight to be delivered. And I got a list here. Sister Daniel, I'm praying for you. Sister Nelson, I'm praying for you. Sister Williams, I'm praying for you. I'm praying right now for the Williams family, the Cook family. I'm praying right now that doors are opened up for you in a mighty way. God did just good. Tonight, when we come, I'm looking at the 5th chapter of Daniel. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to tell you. The king had a big party, and he went and got the tools off the church altar, and they drunk wine out of it, handwriting came on the wall. The king got disturbed. He didn't have nobody. He called for the soothsayer, called for the witch, the warlock. They couldn't read the writing. He was disturbed because nobody in the whole kingdom could read the writing on the wall. So after he couldn't read the writing on the wall, his mother said, yo, grandfather had a man called Daniel, and he can read the writing. So they went and got him. He came. And he, the king said, I'll give you a helper. I'll give you a helper. Whatever you want, I'll give to you. Half of my kingdom, I'll give to you. A man full of the Holy Ghost. The writing on the wall was saying, you weighed and balanced. He was disturbed because all the party people could not read the writing. Daniel said, King, your days are short. I want to tell you tonight, as Daniel read that writing, God got a writing with your name on it. You got to say, Bishop, I need to change. I need to make my mind up that I'm going to act right and do right. Divine healing, divine deliverance, divine touch, divine word of God. The divine word of God to man and woman. The divine word of God to love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believed in him for you over in Egypt, Africa, all those that call, those that are locked in jail tonight, those that are locked in a physical jail, them that are locked in a mental jail, devil, lose your hope of that woman mind, of that man mind, that witchcraft, that evil You have to leave him. And I just want to go to and play this where it might open your eyes up that God still loves you, but you're on his mind. And all you got to do is say, some of you have been sick for a long time. I'm praying for that sugar. That I'm praying for that high blood pressure. You tried everything. Try God. Fast and pray. Get ready for God to do something for you. I'm praying for you right now. Sister Jones, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Sister Hope, I'm praying for you. There's no sorrow on earth that God can heal. No, God can heal if you just let him heal it. Praying tonight for those that lost loved ones. One lady said she lost her aunt. One lady said she lost her daddy, lost her mother. I pray, young man, he lost his mother. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I'm praying tonight for your healing and your deliverance, wherever you might be. God got a blessing with your name on it. I want you to get ready for things to open up for you. I want this year, 22, to be a year of success, a year of healing, not a year of death, a year of living, a year to lift up the name of God and reach out to help somebody. I need you tonight to understand that God needs you and you need God. Whatever you're going through, God is able to lift you up tonight. Psalms 41, Psalms 50, Psalm 38. God is able to bring you to that place where you need to go. And right now, we're dealing with demonic spirits. We're dealing with witches and warlocks. And they are right with that. But I'm telling you, a lot of people are going to die because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life, playing around. He's taking you out because you're not on his side. See, Daniel could read the writing on the wall. The king's, I will give you half of my kingdom. Daniel, I know you're anointed. I know you talk to God every day and you obey God. Can you read the writing? The king had parted. He had had a good time. And he might have been drunk then. He couldn't read it. Couldn't nobody. He called his soothsayers in. Called all the people. Probably the people that read the stars. But they couldn't read that. Daniel looked. The hand was writing. But it was no arm to it. Just the hand writing. And it said, you weighed and balanced your kingdom in the fall because you were disobedient to God. Daniel read the writing on the wall. The king was scared, but the prophet came with the truth. Sometimes you don't want to hear the truth. Sometimes you want to cover up the truth. You can't cover up the God. You can't cover up the God of the wind, the God of the least, because it's coming. The floods, the storms are coming. I prophesied earlier that in the Midwest area, we're going to have blizzards. I just seen underneath what it mentions a blizzard up in South Dakota coming this way, and tornadoes and floods down in Mississippi and Arkansas, down in the southern region. I'm saying that, an ice storm. It's coming. But I'm letting you know, prepare yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually. It's time for you to make your mind up that you're going to move to another level with God, that you want God to do something special. Reason things ain't working for you, you ain't let go of the other stuff that you think you need to let go and let God. The virus ain't going away. It'll be around for another 2 years. I'm praying that it'll leave in 22. But men don't obey God, and women don't obey God. Wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. the king. This is the fifth chapter of Daniel. Read it. And the king was afraid, and everybody afraid when the tornado comes, the flood comes. But if you right with God, glory, hallelujah, if you live in the righteous life with God, you ain't got to worry about the storms and the flood. God will see you through the storm. He will see you through the flood, through the fire. God will do that for you. I'm asking God, I'm praying right now. We're praying for the young brothers in jail. And some on their way to jail because they're under demonic curse. They're under demonic curse. But I'm asking God, I want you to do this for you. And I want you to meditate on this tonight. Father, open our eyes where we might see.
Life.
I want you to read tonight Psalms 119. Yes, I want you to read that. I want you to know a breakthrough coming to some of you. Some of you, you messed up in your relationship. You messed up with your family. And you look like you can't get back. Don't try to get back. Let God bring you back. And I'm praying for the young lady that lost her sister. She was crying on TV that she lost. Her sister was shot. But we're praying for the demons. I want to invoke the spirit of Raphael to go out and catch those people and bound them. It seemed like the Chicago police, every time they come, they said we're shooting, but we ain't got nobody in custody. They go downtown and Jake Pocketbook, the first thing we do is we got nobody in custody. What are you doing with taxpayers' money? What you doing that you ain't catching nobody? These criminals, these demons, I almost said demons, are walking among you. People scared to go to the grocery store. People scared to go around. And then you got the virus on the other hand kicking your tail. So you got to understand God is able. I'm praying for you, Brother Jerry. God bless you. I'm praying for you, Brother Wayne, Brother Kenneth. I'm praying for you tonight. Brother Marvin, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Sister Dosha, I'm praying for you. And I want you to know that God, and I want to thank you, Mother Barbara down in Houston, and Dr. Christian up in Detroit, the Delta, right there in Howland, Indiana. I want to thank you. I want you to get involved. If you need what you need, God got what you need. Sister Lisa, I want to thank you. Now, Sister Lisa is doing divine taxes. And her number, get the pencil, her number is 678-2459-607. That's Sister Lisa doing taxes. And she do it just better than anybody else. If you live in Chicago, Detroit, California, wherever you at, just call her. They tell you how much you're supposed to get. And these attacks are going to be kind of hard today, this month, because so much going on. But we are praying. And I'm still saying to you, don't let the devil take over your life because a materialistic thing. I know a young lady, she gone. All the silver, all the gold, all the houses, all the cars don't do you no good. Do you get God in your life? Do you say, I want to be saved. I want God to touch me this year. I want to be a different man. And I want to pray for you that are addicted to drugs, those that are addicted to crack cocaine, those addicted to homosexuality, those that addicted to murder. The lady killed her son. It was a demon on her. She put him in cold water. And then the other lady on camera took her baby and threw him in the trash can. Those demon spirits, they're possessed by spirits. And, you know, you got to understand, when stuff like that happening, they're not themselves. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus asked the question to the man, what is your name? The man said, we are legion because we are many. The man wasn't talking. The demon was talking. And what's happening to you? The demon is talking to you that being a homosexual. The demon talking to you that being a murderer. The demon talking to you that you constantly lie. You don't ask forgiveness, and you don't forget that you done lied. You done did it so much. You've been a homosexual so long. But God said, a divine mind. He will give you a divine man, a divine mind. Now, I want to tell you tonight, God will open up a door for you right now. All you got to do, claim it. You say, I'm healed, I'm delivered, and I'm starting a new chapter in my life in 2022. And God will keep you. And I'm praying, young man asked me to pray for him, the bishop. He said, I got cold, will I die? I said, no. He said, you got the cold, bro. You're not going to die. They said, I might die. But what did God say? He looked at me funny. He said, what you mean? Brother, God is the creator. And man, and trust God for your deliverance. The devil got you thinking outside the box. The devil got you afraid to go downtown. If you got the divine protection of God, you can go anywhere. You know, I was telling a young lady, she said, you're going on a cruise. She said, should I go? I said, no. Right now, you got evil people trying to make money off of your death. And that's the kind of things that are going on. I want to let you know, this Saturday is Dr. King's birthday. Dr. Martin Luther King would have been 93. And I want to ask the question tonight, that what would Dr. King say about the killing and the movement? The movement ain't no more, but it's still a movement. You got people homeless, ain't got no job. You got people ain't got nowhere to stay, but that are sick in their body. Not only the COVID, heart attack, stroke. You know, they put the COVID up, but people, heart attack, strokes, all of that happening. You know, and I'm asking God for a divine healing tonight for you. The movement of Margaret Garvey, the movement of Malcolm X, the movement of Dr. King, the movement of Harry Tubman, this movement's still going on. So you got to get ready for this movement to take you to another level, the level of healing and deliverance and breakthrough. You don't come too far. You don't work too hard. You say, well, bitch, I lost a job. They fired me. So what? That's yesterday. God might want you to start your own business, because he got the whole world in his hands. I want you to read tonight Deuteronomy 28:7. The devil coming at you one way, God going to send him back seven ways. Deuteronomy 30:71. And I want you to read Matthew, St. Matthew, 9:29-30. Romans 13:1-2. Psalms 27, Psalm 35, Psalm 37, Psalm 109:31. Some of you reading this already. Don't stop reading it. Keep your Bible open, a glass of water by it. You have a visitation. It might not be your ancestor, it might be an angel, and it might be your ancestor. It's something going on in the universe. I prophesied about UFOs, prophesied people getting sick, women getting sick in their stomach and their back, and they vomiting up. And young women's mind is messed up. Something attacking the mind. And you got to get ready to deal with that, because it's happening as I speak to many people. It's happening. A young lady called me and said she can't think. And it's attacking the kids, the young folks. You know, and you got to understand, people put money before God. Going back to work. How can you go back to work and you're sick? Other people will get sick too. But what I'm saying to you tonight, the spell is a spell. It's a spell. You got to break that spell.
on you.
Now, spell. Spell is something on you. You can't get off by yourself. Somebody got to help you get it off. Spell that keep you from having what you want. And you say, well, bitch, how did I get it? If it didn't come from your ancestors, sometimes it comes through your ancestors, then sometimes you run into somebody, they so negative, you pick it up. Now, I'm going to tell you this in. I was in Walmart. I had a turpentine rag on. I took it and wrapped it up. I had a scarf full of turpentine. And kid, I walked in now, started looking at me. One lady said, what you got on? I was like, I got turpentine on, fighting this virus. I can't see this virus, but that virus can smell this turpentine. And I walked in there, and people got away from me. I didn't care how many got away from me. I was walking my turpentine rag. The mask might not do no good, but that turpentine will do good. Get you some turpentine and dress the cloth when you go out. Now, you ain't get this from Dr. Foster. I'm telling you, get a turpentine rag and soak it when you go out in the public. Take that turpentine rag, wrap it around your shoulder, put it where you got it. Well, if you smell it, somebody else smell it. And if you smell it, the spirit that they trying to send in the astral, they going to back up. Grandma gave me that long time ago. Get that turpentine rag. Y'all have forgot. And Sister Duke, you down there in Arkansas, I know you ain't forgot what the ancestors all of us did down south. You used to run turpentine rag, run mosquitoes. Hello. I'm talking to somebody. Y'all city folks don't know it. Y'all done got to Chicago and forgot the old-fashioned way. I want you to stay here tonight. I come for you to break the curse of this virus. I come tonight to tell you what you need to do to stay here. Now, you can tell if you want to. Don't let the devil ride. If he ride, he's going to drive you. You know, a lady went to the hospital. And she had asthma, okay? She had already took the test, and the test was negative, so she didn't have no COVID. Times you got to the hospital, they said, well, we got to put you because you got the COVID. She said, wait a minute, I ain't got no COVID. Well, you ain't gonna. I just took the test. I'm here because I got asthma, okay? And they set her in the room, in the waiting room. She went on home and did what Grandma told her to do a long time ago. Sometimes you got to work your own stuff. You go to the hospital, you might not get out of there. They keep you in there so long. There's so many people that they got you running scared. Scared. Stop being afraid and let go and let God. Breaking curses and hexes tonight. You want to break it and don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he's going to drive you right into hell because he's coming to get you on that big boat saying, going to hell. I told the lady, said, I took the booster. I said, get ready for another booster. She said, how you know that? I said, the spirit said, they're going to give you another booster. She said, the man called me and told me he think I need another booster. Do I need one? I said, talk to God. Use your common sense. Don't let people tell you what you need. You know your body better than anybody. We might have a desert in our community, but you know your body. You know how much water to drink, how much to eat. You know how to do that. So that's what you have to do. Don't let the devil take you out. But he will take you out and you wonder how you got there. Love and peace will open up a door for you. Now, I think I gave you Psalms 37, 35, Psalms 27, Genesis 27 and 9, where God said, I'm going to bless who bless you, I'm going to curse who curse you. So God is already protecting you. You let him continue to protect you and things will open up. We're going through some rough times. He said, well, Bishop White, because of some people don't want to listen, they got demon spirits and messing with their mind. Why are you looking at me? All that evil that's going on. And it's been going on for a minute. I know somebody see that what's going on. I'm praying for you, Brother Cook, Sister Joe. I'm praying for you, Joanne. I'm praying for you, Ruby. I'm praying for you, little Ruby. I'm praying for you too. God is able. Kathy, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Trina, I'm praying for you. And Mother Egypt, I'm praying for you tonight. Sister Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you tonight. All is well. Everything going to work out. I checked out with the spirit world. Now, this is some of the prophets happening. Egypt, that would be a tomb found in Africa in 2022-23. That would be a earthquake and flood. I want to press that. That right now, UFOs can be sighted in the Midwest, in the East, down around, get ready for this, around that's the hurricane. We're going to have 7 major hurricanes. They're going to have more than 7, but it's 7 the spirit focusing on that people got to leave out of Florida, got to leave out of, ain't going to be so, gonna be so strong, it's coming on the land. That's happening. But you get ready to let you know that. That's some of the stuff that's going on. Now, I want to say this to you. Some of you need money. You said, Bishop, I'm going through something. Sometimes you go through something because you ain't checked with God. You check with God, he'll give you what you want. Quick, fast, and then heard. And when he give it to you, can't nobody stop. If you got a need, plant a seed. Go to my website, bestseedabraham.com, or go to my post office box, 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60627. Write me, call me. Daniel chapter 2, verse 1 through 13. Get ready for a miracle breakthrough. Don't forget, this month, this year, is divine healing. And the scripture is Revelation 22, verse 1, tell you what to do about this virus. Now, if you don't, if you read it and you don't understand it, call me, because this scripture tell you what to do, what this virus won't get you. I know you ain't looked at it. Ain't nobody told you about it. But I'm telling you, it will tell you what to do. We're going through a dark, evil, demon been released. And I just want you to know that. It's been released. So get ready for God to bless you quick, fast, and somebody say, in a hurry. So I want God to do something for you quick, fast, in a hurry. And he's going to do it. This is the season for you to be blessed. This is a season that God, see, lots of people is caught up with these demonic spirits. Father, open up our deeds for us. I'm praying this for the brother in jail. Lift them hands up tonight and sing along with it and just tell God what you want.
Open eyes that we may see to pray. compassion and please hear us. Hear us when we cry and smile out on your helpless children and laughter and father, Lord. Come on, come on, yeah, and open our eyes.
Let God guide you into another level, because God will guide you tonight into another level. Every letter, every telephone call, get ready for a breakthrough. I want to tell you tonight, God got a door open up for you. And as God bless you today, you get ready to claim the yoke being broke off of you. And sometimes you have to wait on God to do what he want to do for you. You have not because you ask not. You have to ask God what you want.
You understand, his heart had grown alien. Alien to his home. Alien to the traditional situation among his people.
Yeah.
Alien to the things that were native to him.
Yeah.
The far country of excitement beckoned to him.
Yeah.
And he went to his father and petitioned him, Father, give me all of the goods that fall to me.
Yeah.
His father did not hesitate.
Yeah.
He immediately divided his living.
Yeah.
You understand? And gave the young man his share.
Yeah.
And not many days, he took his journey
into
that far country.
Yeah.
Listen, if you please. He didn't go off looking for the young man. For the young man was lost.
Yeah.
Yes, he was lost. Yeah. I don't mean only so far as morals or so far as that which is spiritual is concerned. I mean, he was lost from himself. For the record is that when he found himself in the pigpen, he came to himself, which means that he was not at himself when he left home. I wish I had somebody here to share with me. You see, there are situations in life.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. I think sometimes that adversity helps us to find ourselves. Some of the folk who are sitting here listening to me have gone through experiences and know that there are times in your life when you thought you knew it all. When you thought that you could impose your way and your will on everybody.
Yeah.